Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 116, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today we're having another very fun tax issues episode. I'm sure you all greatly look forward to each and every one of these. I'm sure you don't, but hopefully it provides you with some helpful information to help you navigate the crazy world of business, accounting, and taxes. Today, we're going to be discussing what you can deduct as far as travel expenses go. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Okay, travel expenses for a small business owner. Most of the time, as a small business owner, I would imagine your travel is to things like conferences. I suppose as an Etsy seller, it could be to a faraway craft show. So when you travel away from home for business, what can you deduct? Okay, the IRS defines travel expenses as the ordinary and necessary expense of traveling away from home for your business, profession, or job. And this is travel when you are traveling away from your tax home. And the IRS describes your tax home as your principal place of business. So if you're traveling far away from your tax home, that's when these travel rules kick in. And they are actually fairly straightforward. And as always, the IRS wants you to keep careful records of all of your expenses. Okay, so let's talk about all the different types of travel expenses that you can deduct if the travel is for a business purpose. Let me first mention that, I guess. If you are traveling for pleasure, this does not count as a tax deduction. It is not a business expense. This is travel related to your business. You are traveling for your job, for your business, to either sell product or attend a seminar or a conference or learn. So if you travel by air or train, you can deduct, which would be really fun, I think, to go by train. You can deduct the cost of that airfare or train travel. If you drive, you can use the standard mileage rate and deduct those expenses. And I did discuss business mileage in a previous episode, which I will link to in the show notes. So basically, if you drive 500 miles to your conference destination there and back, and let's say the reimbursable mileage rate for the year is 50 cents, which is actually a little bit more than that, you've got a $250 tax deduction then for that mileage that you drove in your own car. So that's in your own car. If you rent a car, you can deduct the cost of renting that car. If you need to stay overnight, you can deduct the cost of that hotel. So if you go to another city for a two-day conference, you've got to stay the night two nights, you can deduct the cost of that hotel room. Now, if you use rewards points to book that hotel room or the flight, and you actually didn't pay anything for it, you are not supposed to deduct that as a business expense. So basically, anything ordinary and necessary related to your business travel, taxis or tips that you have to give, all of that is okie dokie. Now, meals is the only place where it's not really tricky, but it's just kind of annoying that the IRS does this. Meals, whether you're traveling or whether you're having a business meeting at home, it's all subject to the 50% limit. So if you're traveling and you buy fast food along the way, you eat in the restaurant of the hotel for dinner, you can only deduct 50% of those meals expenses on your tax return. That same limit applies, the 50% limit also applies if you are not traveling, you're just having a business meeting with the other partners in your partnership, or maybe you're meeting with investors if you're big time and you pay for the meal. Well, only 50% is allowable as a tax deduction, even if the entire meal or the entire reason for purchase was business related. You're meeting with a client, you're meeting with your partners, you still can only deduct 50%. And the same goes for the meals while you're traveling. So that's pretty much it. If you are legitimately traveling for business, you can deduct all of your travel costs as a business expense. Meals are the only exception where they have the 50% limit. Okay, for the show notes, head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/BBM116. And I will have the link to the IRS publication where I got this information from. It's part of publication 463. And I will have links to the business mileage episode in case you missed that one and are curious about, oh, what miles can I deduct for my business and how does that work? I'll have the link to that there as well. I hope you're having a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.